Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The University of Maine system is sued by Liberty Counsel for discriminating against a church. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, as you remember, we've had the great privilege to represent Calvary Chapel in Maine during the church lockdowns. What's exciting is that they since birthed six churches out of that situation. So that's kind of your Genesis 50-20, what the Satan is trying to use against them. God has even multiplied the gospel in that area. But now here's an example of one of those churches that they birthed is facing blatant discrimination for simply wanting to buy a building.
Yeah, this is Calvary Chapel, Belfast, and we have now sued the University of Maine system for unlawfully rescinding the church's winning bid in a property sale because of the church's Christian belief. You won't really believe this, how this came down. But we outline in the lawsuit that Calvary Chapel Belfast, they outscored two other competitors and rightfully earned the winning bid to solely negotiate the purchase of the Hutchinson Center, which is a building no longer in use by the university.
And this is a kind of a different lawsuit for us, not usually in this category, but it's blatant religious discrimination.
Well, after it became known that Calvary Chapel Belfast was the winning bid, there was an opposing bidder, a secular bidder, Waldo Community Action Partners, that complained that this should not go to a church and therefore conspired with the university officials to rescind the award over the church's scriptural beliefs on marriage and sexuality, and then subsequently rigged a second bidding process that awarded the facility to the Waldo Community Action Partners. So this Waldo Community Action Partners is a secular bidder that was bidding against the church. It lost the bid. Calvary Chapel Belfast won the bid. Then Waldo Community Action Partners goes to the university officials and complains that the church should not be included because of its religious beliefs on marriage and sexuality, and consequently, the university rescinded the actual winning bid.
You see the spiritual warfare that's going on here. That's the underlying issue. How could you not want a church on a property unless it's spiritual warfare? And this is what's going on.
Well, in fact, this is why you wouldn't want a church there, because once the University of Maine system announced the church as the winning bidder, both competing bidders sent a series of protest letters to the university attacking the church's religious beliefs. In our lawsuit, we note that they told the University of Maine system that they should rescind the award because, quote, a Christian church would necessarily discriminate against gays and lesbians, close quote. The WCAPs, this is the Waldo secular bidder, protest letter also attacked the church, stating that it must not receive the property because its very design, I'm quoting, its very design as a Christian church was discriminatory, and that its religious values should preclude it from the award.
But granted, the church had already been renting the building.
Yeah, the church had already been renting the building. The church had already been renting the building, and the building is not being used. And so then it came up for a bid, and the church bid on it to buy that building for a permanent use. And there were two other secular bidders that bid, but the church won the bid.
And the church simply wants to, you know, expand its outreach in the community and just be the church. But obviously, like I said, it's spiritual warfare.
So in addition to the Waldo Community Action Partners letter to the university officials that the very design of a Christian church is itself discriminatory and therefore should be precluded from even being allowed to participate, they clearly, in addition, pressed the fact that the church's beliefs on marriage, that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, the beliefs on human sexuality, that God made male and female, and that human sexuality should be in the context of a married male and female, that alone is sufficient to disqualify them. Well, that is clearly viewpoint discrimination. Mm-hmm. This church has the right to participate in an open bid just like anybody else and cannot be disqualified from that bidding process on the basis that, in fact, it's a church. And in fact, it's not even that it was disqualified from the bid. It was the winning bidder.
Absolutely.
Until and now they got the bid taken away from them.
But think about it. It's a church, Matt. It's not like a company's coming in to sell drugs or prostitution or something illegal. It's a church. Why would you not want a church in your community? There's only positive things will come of that.
So the amazing thing is that you have this open bid. You have the church. You have the Waldo Community Action Partners. You also have another bidder. Both secular bidders, they're all bidding on this particular property. The church already used the property for rent. They wanted to now purchase it. Of those bids, the church's bid is the one that is the best, and so the award goes to that church. And then, after being able to do so, they are complained against by one of the competitor secular bidders that the church should never be allowed to participate in the bid process because, by its very design as a church, it is automatically discriminatory. And its views on marriage that have been held for millennia of human history that are not tied to political boundaries or historical time, marriage is the union of a man and a woman, that belief, that grounded belief that's in Scripture and also in the created order, that disqualifies the church from ever being a bidder in this process. So that's why we have filed a federal lawsuit, because this clearly is a violation of the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause to exclude this church. And in fact, not just exclude them, to revoke the award of the bid after they've actually been awarded, and to do it on the basis of their Christian makeup, the fact that they're a church and their Christian values and belief, that's unconstitutional.
But you know, on a side note, to say that the University of Maine system should rescind the award because a Christian church would necessarily discriminate against gays and lesbians, that is not true. I mean, this church, I'm sure, would welcome people struggling with that kind of lifestyle because they could show them the answer. They could show them that Jesus is the answer to help them.
Yeah, it's one thing to say that this church has the right, as it does under Title VII, under the First Amendment, to be able to have its own doctrine and mission and hire staff that are consistent with that doctrine and mission, that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. But on the other hand, the church is not going to say, they're not going to check you at the gate.
They could turn you away.
And turn you away because of your beliefs. They're going to preach their Christian doctrine. They're going to have their mission supported by faculty and staff and pastors and so forth that actually are consistent with their beliefs. Mm-hmm. But they're also going to reach out to the community. In fact, Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine, that we represented during COVID, they are amazing because that particular church ministry has two facilities on campus, one for women, one for men. And these are residential facilities where these people come for a one-year time period, and the church pours into them to get their lives back in order. They mentor them. They teach them. They help them to find jobs for the first 6 months. A lot of what they do is very much regulated. For the next 6 months, they are finding jobs in the community, and they come back and live there in the evening. It's an amazing ministry to the community. And since COVID, as you mentioned, that church has birthed other churches, this being one of them.
And these people that come are former alcoholics, people that have dealt with drug addictions, and they find the answers there at that church and, as you said, get their life back on track, focused on Jesus.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that the university system would fall to this kind of discrimination and then revoke the award because it's a church, because of its religious beliefs, and then give the award to the same entity that said you can't give it to a church because by its very design, it'll be discriminatory. So we have filed a federal lawsuit. This is clearly a violation of the First Amendment. Discrimination against the church because of its religious viewpoints is unconstitutional. We'll keep you informed as this case progresses. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.